I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. Donald Trump was sworn in as the 47th president of the United States on Monday.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States. And will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend. The Constitution of the United States. So help me God. Congratulations, Mr. President.
Trump overcame impeachments, criminal indictments, and a pair of assassination attempts to win another term in the White House, taking charge as Republicans assume unified control of Washington and set out to reshape the country's institutions. Trump swearing in was moved indoors to the U.S. Capitol Rotunda because of cold weather, the first time that has happened in 40 years, and the inaugural parade was replaced by an event at a downtown arena. Joe Biden on Monday pardoned his siblings and their spouses minutes before leaving the presidency, AP correspondent Haya Penjwani reports.
Biden said his family has been subjected to unrelenting attacks and threats motivated solely by the desire to hurt him. Biden calls it the worst kind of partisan politics. The Democrat says he has no reason to believe these attacks will end. Just minutes before leaving office, Biden issued a slew of pardons and commutations, including for aides and allies who have been targeted by Republican Donald Trump. It's a remarkable use of Biden's presidential power, since none of those pardoned had been charged with a crime. The move is designed to guard against possible retribution by Donald Trump. Haya Penjwani, Washington.
This is VOA News. While the newly inaugurated Trump claims to have an unprecedented and powerful mandate, a new AP poll finds that the incoming Republican president lacks broad support for some of his top priorities. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds over half of U.S. adults favor eliminating taxes on earnings from tips. More than two-thirds favor deporting all immigrants convicted of a violent crime. The poll finds Americans are pretty evenly divided on whether to increase oil drilling on federal lands. Other proposals in the Trump agenda were not as popular. 6 in 10 respondents oppose pardoning Capitol rioters. A majority oppose dropping out of the Paris Climate Agreement. Almost half of Americans oppose raising tariffs on imported goods, and only 4 in 10 Americans support mass deportations of all immigrants in the country illegally. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Yemen-based Humanitarian Operations Coordination Center reports the Yemen-based Houthi rebels who have been attacking commercial ships in the Red Sea since the Gaza conflict began will now only target Israeli-linked ships. Reuters correspondent Diane Toe reports.
The Sana'a-based center liaises between Houthi forces and commercial shipping operators and is associated with the Houthi military. It said it was stopping so-called sanctions against vessels owned by U.S. or British individuals or entities, as well as ships sailing under their flags. However, it added that, quote, the sanctions will be reinstated in the event of any aggression, according to its email to the shipping industry officials. The Iran-backed Houthis have carried out more than 100 attacks on ships since November 2023. They sunk 2 vessels, seized another, and killed at least 4 seafarers in what they say is solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza. The threat has disrupted global trade routes and prompted many shipping companies to suspend sending cargoes through the Red Sea.
Reuters correspondent Diane Toe. South Korea's impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol refused to be questioned by investigators Monday as part of a probe into whether he committed insurrection, as dozens of his supporters faced charges after a violent rampage at a court building. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Last week, Yoon became the first South Korean president to be arrested. That was over his short-lived martial law declaration. Out of 90 people who were detained after the clashes, Yonhap News Agency reported that police planned to keep 66 in custody on charges of trespass, obstruction of official duty, and assaulting police officers. Authorities said security was being beefed up at the Seoul Detention Center where Yoon is being detained, and at the Constitutional Court where an impeachment trial is being held.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.